From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on the Lord's Prayer. The second division of the petitions in the prayer deals with ourselves and our needs. Interestingly, the principal focus here is on sin and its consequences. In this message, Dr. Cairns is addressing the meaning of pardon for sin. What are we asking when we pray, and forgive us our debts? As we've seen, we're asking for a faithful, a free, and a felt pardon for our sins. However, this petition also implies a forsaking of the sin once we have obtained that pardon. Dr. Cairns will continue the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Heavenly Wealth. The text is Psalm 84 and verse 11. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Many pleasing things the Lord may withhold, but no good thing. He is the best judge of what is good for us. Some things are assuredly good, and these we may have for the asking through Jesus Christ our Lord. Holiness is a good thing, and this he will work in us freely. Victory over evil tendencies, strong tempers, and evil habits he will gladly grant, and we ought not to remain without it. Full assurance he will bestow, and near communion with himself, and access into all truth, and boldness with prevalence at the mercy seat. If we have not these, it is from want of faith to receive, and not from any unwillingness of God to give. A calm, a heavenly frame, great patience and fervent love, all these will he give to holy diligence. But note well that we must walk uprightly. There must be no cross purposes and crooked dealings, no hypocrisy nor deceit. If we walk foully, God cannot give us favors, for that would be a premium upon sin. The way of uprightness is the way of heavenly wealth. Wealth so large as to include every good thing. What a promise to plead in prayer. Let us get to our knees. You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
Now, it's a very important thing to recognize when you come asking for forgiveness for your debts. You're asking that the debts already accumulated be wiped out. But you're not asking, nor is it ever right to ask, to be released from the duty that God and His law have laid upon us. But we have all broken that law. We have accumulated great debts. What can we do about them? What will we bring to God to pay for that mountain of debt? Nothing. The hymn writer said, "Nothing in my hand I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling." Wipe out our debt. I spoke about a felt pardon. What we're praying is, "Lord, cleanse my conscience and deliver me from all my guilt." As we read in the 51st Psalm, in verse 2, "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, cleanse me from my sin." Verse 14, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation." What was David talking about here? Remember, this was after a great sin of David's. I have no apology to make for David's sin. He committed adultery, and to cover it, he schemed to put one of his mighty men. If you read the list of his mighty men, Uriah was among them. One of his best soldiers, one of his most devoted followers, he schemed to put him in the hottest part of the battle to make sure he would be killed, to cover up for David's sin. There's no excuse for that, you know. He might have been a great king and a great saint and a great man of God in every other way, but that's a blot on David's history and David's character for which there's no excuse. We can say that David didn't live in our day. The day in which David lived, kings would have done that, and I don't think there's one other king in the world would have lost one wink of sleep over it. Wasn't one other king living to whom it would have been a matter of concern, because they were absolute monarchs. They owned everything and every person under their control as their chattels, and he could take what he wanted, when he wanted, why he wanted, for how long he wanted, and every man's life was in his hand. That was the law, that was the rule of society. But it was not the rule of God. And David knew it. And so, burdened down with guilt, there was nobody on earth to visit punishment upon him. There was nobody on earth who could say anything to him about it. But in his heart, he knew he had grieved God. Now let me tell you, if you're a Christian here this morning, you know exactly how that feels. Every Christian here, and many unsaved people, know the very same thing. That there are things in your life that I don't know about, and others don't know about, and there's nobody on earth can visit vengeance, and yet it eats at your soul, and the guilt brings such misery to your heart. That's why David prayed, "Lord, cleanse me. Lord, do this deep inward work. Touch my conscience." And I'm using the language of Hebrews 9 now, the purging of the conscience. The purging of the conscience. "Lord, cleanse my conscience, so that not only in the sight of God will my sin be put away and my heart be clear and pure and clean, but in my own heart I will feel clean. Cleanse my conscience." That's one of the glories of the gospel. I've often referred in the pulpit, and I make no apology for doing it again, to the very first gospel mission I ever preached as a very young and inexperienced preacher in a little town in Northern Ireland. And I will never, as long as I live, or until my memory gets a lot worse than it is now,
I will never forget. One Wednesday night in that gospel mission, kneeling beside the most wicked, immoral, vicious, living, and foul-tongued woman in the whole town. Seeing what Dr. Paisley rightly calls the true holy water. Seeing a pool of tears on the old wooden bench. See that woman rise from her knees, a new creature in Jesus Christ. Washed, aglow with the joy of God. Clean. Clean. Dr. Paisley's father was my English Bible teacher when I was a student. And he used to tell us the story, as well as being a great Bible teacher. J. Kyle Paisley was a constant and tireless evangelist. He went all around the north of Ireland, country towns and villages, set up tents and went into halls, mission halls, and what we call over there orange halls, and he would preach everywhere. One night in his hometown, where he was the minister in the Baptist Tabernacle in Ballymena, one night there, I think I can honestly say the dirtiest woman in Ballymena came to Christ. I mean dirty physically. I have an aunt who used to say, for a joke, mind you, just for a joke, she said, "Ach, I wash my feet every Christmas Eve, whether I need it or not." But this woman, if she said hello to soap once or twice a year, it would have been enough. This was the dirtiest woman in Ballymena. She stank. She came to Christ that night. J. Kyle Paisley had the joy of pointing her to the way of having a clean conscience. Then he did a strange thing. Well, not so strange, but certainly most preachers wouldn't have had the audacity to do it. He said, "Now you just sit there, dear." And he went out and he got a bar of soap. And he brought it in and he said, "Now, if you're clean inwardly, there's a bar of soap. Go home and get clean outwardly. And let the world see the difference that God has made in your life." She said, "Thank you." Took the soap, went home, and got scrubbed up. And for the rest of her life, she glowed with grace. But what the world could see was she had the cleanest house in the town of Ballymena. Cleanse me in my conscience, in my heart, in my mind. Wash me thoroughly from one end to the other. What we're praying is, Lord, remove from me every hindrance to fellowship. There's a prayer in this 51st Psalm that has caused a great controversy. Dispensationalists tell us this does not belong to the prayers of the New Testament church. Well, let me tell you, be very careful about people who want to cut great hunks out of the Bible and tell you they don't belong to a Christian. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All Scripture is profitable. And I don't believe in cutting the Psalms out. This 51st Psalm says, "Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me." And these dispensationalists tell us, well, sure, when you're saved, you can't lose the Holy Spirit. So this is not a prayer for a Christian. No, but if you read on in context, you can certainly lose the felt joy and experience of the Holy Ghost. And you can lose the movings of the Spirit's power.
There are people who have been regenerated by the Spirit who are certainly not exhibiting much of the power of the Holy Ghost in their lives. And this is what was happening to David. And he was saying, Lord, do not cast me out of your presence. Do not break the fellowship. Deal with the things that are hurting my fellowship with God. Why, that's a great prayer. Sinners are totally out of fellowship with God. They are aliens. They must have sin dealt with if they're ever to come into fellowship with God. Christians who are genuinely saved and they have the right of access to the throne of God, yet find, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But, says Isaiah in chapter 59, verse 2, your iniquities have separated between you and your God. Your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear you. You know, every Christian knows that. Now, have a good look at your own life this morning. Bring it to the mirror of God's Word. Are there men and women here, and you can remember a time when you lived in the warmth of such fellowship with God that you had entrance to the presence of God? An hour would fly by in the holy place of prayer, and you could honestly sing the words of the hymn, oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Those days are but a distant memory. Prayer meeting is the easiest meeting never to be at. The local private time of prayer in your own room is the hardest time in the whole week. Sometimes it's ignored entirely. What's wrong? Something has come in to break the fellowship. Forgive us our sins. Deal with what is breaking the fellowship. Give us a conscious enjoyment again of all that Christ did for us and continues to do for us. And restore us, Lord, to useful service for the glory of God. Isn't this how David prayed in our Bible reading this morning? Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Then, what happens? Then I'll teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will be converted unto thee. You know, this is the great thing that the Lord gets through to his people again and again, and the devil hates God's people to grasp this. Listen, Christian, there's always forgiveness with God. There's always restoration with God. The Lord is my shepherd. He restoreth my soul. There's always restoration with the Lord. And when the soul of the believer is restored to the enjoyment of fellowship, God opens his mouth, God blesses his testimony, and his life is once again useful and usable to the Master. Here was David. A joyless, broken-hearted, disillusioned man. King in name, but conquered in soul. And he comes and says, Lord, restore me. Uphold me. And I will teach others, and sinners will be converted unto thee. This is what we're asking the Lord to do with our sin.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.